Praise be Jesus and Mary.
Now and forever.
In relation to today's gospel, the quote from one of the saints, a contemporary saint, comes to mind. Saint Jose Maria Escrivá used to say that to begin is for everyone, but to persevere is for saints. It's easy to begin, but it takes heroic virtue to persevere in the good that we begin. It takes heroic virtue to constantly do the good that we have proposed to do. To propose it, to resolve it, to try, that's easy. That's for beginners. That's for everyone. But again, to persevere in that, that's what the saints are made of. Now that comes to mind in relation to today's gospel, because St. Peter today, we begin the scene today, which will culminate with St. Peter three times professing his love for the Lord. In anticipation of that, we can already apply the words of St. Jose Maria Escrivá. So St. Peter now is sitting, standing, whatever the disciples were doing, around this charcoal fire, which reminds us of that charcoal fire just a few days earlier, around which St. Peter was sitting with other people, and in front of which Peter denied our Lord. Sitting around a fire, interrogated, Peter denied our Lord. Now, our Lord gives Peter, around this charcoal fire, again, the opportunity to profess his love for him three times. Our Lord gives him three opportunities to make up for his denial, three opportunities to make reparation. As many times as he fell, he must get up. He fell not once, but three times. So three times our Lord expects him to profess his love in place of his denial. Now, we, again, this applies to us. That example from the life of St. Peter applies to us, because as many times as we fall, we must likewise get up. As many times as we deny our Lord by our sins, our Lord will give us opportunities to make reparation and to profess our love for him by our opposite acts of the virtues. And our Lord, in this way, again applying this or connecting this with that statement, with that quote from St. Jose Maria Escrivá, teaches us that, again, to begin is for everyone. Peter began and professed his love for our Lord, but then fell. And that's where heroic virtue had to kick in. He had to get up after having fallen. And he fell three times, and even more than that, actually, we know later on in the New Testament, Peter messes up again. As many times as he messes up, he has to reprofess his love for our Lord. As many times as we fail, we must get up and profess our love again and again and again and again and again. And perseveringly do that throughout life. That's what the saints are made of. It's not enough just to have contrition. We must look for opportunities to make reparation. It's not enough to be sorry for sin. We must look for the chances to actually do the opposite of our sin, to console the heart of our Lord after having grieved him. And he gives us these opportunities in life again and again and again. To begin, that's for everyone. To persevere, that is for the saints. And it gives our Lord great consolation to see such persevering trust in us. To see our sins not as the end of everything, but rather to be contrite for our sins, but to immediately then look for opportunities to make reparation. As many times as we've sinned, to get up for all the evil that we've done, to make reparation. That is what the saints are made of. That is what consoles our Lord. And that is, I think, one of the lessons of today's liturgy for all of us. Praised be Jesus and Mary.
Now and forever.